So would you take a drill to your phone in the hope that it would help create an earphone jack? Apparently some people would. I wouldn't really trust myself near a drill, to be honest. Disney is also looking at buying Twitter. Is that really possible? And Snapchat is going to produce video glasses. Angus Kidman is the editor-in-chief at finder.com and one of our regular tech heads and knows all about all of this stuff. Hi, Angus.
Good evening, Patricia.
So there's a video which has had 10 million views about how to put an ear jack in your iPhone 7. Tell me about this video and why anyone would bother.
Well, I don't know why anyone would bother. I mean, it's been very controversial. The fact that the iPhone 7 doesn't have an earphone jack is probably the one thing that anybody knows about it. It's been the whole aspect of the story. And clearly a lot of people are unhappy with that. But it does beg a belief a little bit that you'd go from thinking, oh, yeah, Apple's decided not to put this in, to believing, oh, no, actually they've hidden one in there and it's up to you to find it. But, you know, someone has made this claim, someone has filmed themselves, not very convincingly, drilling a hole in the phone, and 10 million people have watched the video, and quite a few people left comments on the video saying, oh, yes, I tried, this is terrible, now I'm going to sue, you're an awful person. I don't know that I believe that. I think those are people who are just trying to draw attention to themselves and they're leaving nasty comments on YouTube videos, which is what happens on YouTube videos for the most part. So I don't know that anyone's really fallen for it, but it tells us something about, yeah, I suppose that people want, yeah, they want to believe that maybe the clock is going to turn back and they'll get their headphone jack back.
It's not going to happen.
It's definitely not going to happen. There's no logical reason at all for Apple to do it. I guess it plays to that conspiracist out of our minds that believes that, oh, yeah, they've got the power, they can do what they like, and if we're just that little bit cleverer than them, we can beat them. And you know, that's not clever. That's not going to work, but it's clearly the way people respond. It's happened before. We've had similar iPhone scams in the past.
Let's get to Snapchat glasses. Snapchat is moving into video glasses, which, well, given some of the things I've done on Snapchat, I'm alarmed. What happens here? It's like, what does this look like?
Well, so the Snapchat spectacles, as they're known, is this, you wear them, they're like a normal pair of sunglasses, and they've got a camera built in, and the idea is that you can then shoot immersive sort of 360 degree video footage. So the notion is that you've gone somewhere spectacular. You know, you're in Queenstown, like you've gone to the Barossa after you've been to Adelaide and you're just looking around and it's looking great. And you think, oh, I'd like to be able to record this and remember it and share it, which is no different to what you do on Snapchat anywhere else. The difference is that it's this sort of long video and that you're going to share it as widely as possible and maybe hang on to it, which hasn't really been the Snapchat ethos. The Snapchat ethos is all about, oh, I just want to share this right now. And in theory, it's disposable. I mean, Snapchat's been getting less disposable. Maybe that's what this story is about, is that they're saying, oh, some of these things you would want to remember for more than a few seconds, and maybe we should play around with that.
Google tried this with their Google Glasses, and I think they failed pretty dismally, actually. How do we know that this won't fail too?
Well, we can't know that for certain. I think it could succeed because it's less ambitious. Google Glasses were supposed to be intelligent, so not only could it video things, it could react to them and it could be built into applications. All that we're really looking at with these glasses is the idea that you'll be able to capture these moments and share them. And also, I think Snapchat is going about it differently. Google gave out the glasses to geeks who enjoyed it and who already looked like geeks. They didn't care what the glasses looked like. Snapchat will stick to its influencer strategy and it will give out glasses to people who are famous and people who are already visible on social media. So I think the distribution.
So you're being
strategy,
targeted immediately, right?
I'm not going to be able to use Snapchat spectacles until they put a prescription in them so I can see where I'm going while I'm filming.
I think their target audience is perhaps
a little younger.
Yeah. I was trying to be polite, but I think their eyes are working okay.
Absolutely. This is the whole thing about Snapchat. And, you know, if Snapchat can survive long enough to sell the glasses and the next social media doesn't come along, it could do well. But for all we know, Snapchat is already over and the 10-year-olds are getting ready for whatever it is we're going to use next.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, that's why. But as soon as I get on something, someone's moving on. It's best not to get on it or I'm just going to kill the whole thing, right? I'm going to crash it. Finally, we've heard a lot about how Twitter can't make any money. In fact, it's been kind of the dominant story for Twitter. Now Disney might be interested in buying the social media platform. Why would they?
Essentially, as a way to distribute video. That's the only way it makes any sense. You know, Disney produces lots of video clips, lots of stuff, wants to get them out there. It can't dominate in television and cinemas forever. So the notion
is... Really, can't it? It has been.
It's done pretty well, but it needs new ways of getting that stuff out there. And so one theory holds, well, they could do that better if they own Twitter. Another theory holds, they don't need to own Twitter. They just need to produce videos that they can share on Twitter, which would be a lot cheaper on the whole, I think.
So how well advanced is this?
Twitter is clearly exploring being up for sale. It's had chats with Disney. It's also had chats at the other end of the spectrum with Salesforce.com, who do Dell Enterprise software, and who could also potentially get into that. Microsoft bought LinkedIn earlier this year, so there's some precedent for behaving in that way. So it's hard to know who would buy Twitter. I think it makes more sense for someone else to buy it. In some, my head, I think maybe Facebook should buy it, the way that they bought WhatsApp and they bought Instagram. They're good at running multiple different platforms.
So is that just like your theory, or is this like a live possibility?
In my head, that's just a theory at the moment. But Google has also looked at it, and Google hasn't got any traction in social media. Google Plus didn't work, so only Twitter could work for them. And for even at the cost that Twitter might go for, small change for Google. So maybe that will be the final outcome.
How much would it go for?
There's people talking about it going for $16 billion, but who knows, really? It's valuations these days make no sense.
Because people have absolutely struggled with monetizing this thing.
That doesn't seem to matter when you want to sell these things on. Very few social networks
make
money.
I've noticed this. It's incredible, isn't it?
Just got to get the shares at the right time, sell them again at the right time, and then go on and invest in the next platform.
I do find that confusing, Angus. Is that okay that I find that confusing?
It's totally okay you find that confusing.
It is confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the world we live in, but it makes no sense. It
absolutely zero sense.
Yeah.
Well, you've kind of helped me be confused, but I appreciate that because it's... So there's some sense in all the confusion. That's Angus. He's Angus Kidman. He's the editor-in-chief at Finder.com. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis. I'm on your radio tonight till 7:30. Lots still coming up on RN Drive, but it's news time now. It's 7:00.